All right, hey guys. So this is Monk Psychology here with a pre-recorded video. I'm talking about someone who is very special. He's very special. And not only that, he is a god among simps. I want to talk about Tampon Man. I want you to look at this graphic picture, a quote-unquote boyfriend embracing his girlfriend's femininity. A boyfriend so desperate to have a female presence that he will strap something so personal and inhale its bloody mustiness for all the world to see. A simp of this nature is not bred in a normal, nice guy birthing sack. No. But must be broken beyond repair in order to become what he is today. A simp of this unholy order must be created in a two-parent household where the father is weak and verbally raped by the mother constantly and daily. He must be of religious order, where his congregation must worship women instead of Jesus Christ himself. I believe that this godly simp has been crucified by men and castrated by women. His high school years must have been worse than going to hell itself. I imagine his parents just thought he would turn out average or below that. That their below average looking son would get a haughty, entitled, below average looking girl, and the two would carry on their below average family name and legacy. But this simp god has become more than below average. He has become viral. He is a god-like example of what spineless boys will grow up to be, a tampon inhaling sacrifice to the feminist altar. I used to be just like him. I was fed the same vaginal blood bubbles for breakfast as a youth, but the red pill saved me, and I found out how horrid period blood was for me, and I spat it all out. Years of simp illness left me, but for this simp god, it completely consumed him. May God have mercy on his children when they see this pic 20 years from now. I wonder what his parents think of him. Better yet, I wonder what he thinks of himself. When I look at this picture, I see desperation. I see sorrow. I see years of no esteem. I see self-destruction in the form of validation of the opposite sex. I see a nice guy, but something way more deeper. When I look at this picture, and I'm going off the script here, I sense that there is abuse in the family, maybe sexual, maybe emotional. I sense maybe there's alcoholism in the family, that there's clinical depression in the family. I sense that he's a product of that. I really hope that this guy gets to hear this podcast, and I really hope that he can learn from this. I don't know what to really say. I'm pretty much speechless. This picture represents everything that is happening to men, whether we want to admit it or not. Feminism is choking us with its used tampon, and we're forced to inhale it. Because we need to breathe. That's what this picture represents. The quote-unquote masculine male. That's what I'm seeing, and it's quite sad. And this girl, this girl dare not show her face, but I'm sure she despises him. I'm sure she just feeds off of the misery of this man. And I feel sorry for him. I actually do. Normally I wouldn't care, but I do feel sorry for him. And I think that hopefully through counseling and looking in the mirror, that he can actually, you know, maybe grow a spine. This guy is grown, so maybe not. But I do hope that he can get out of this self-abusive relationship with him and his girlfriend, and I hope that he can man up and not take this crap. I don't want anyone to take this crap at all. I want people to be able to stand up for themselves, man and woman, and not accept abuse just because they need to not be alone. That's abuse right there. Putting up with anything just to have someone. Don't do that to yourself. Don't be like this guy. Alright, well, that's it for tonight's show. I actually had a lot of trouble doing this one. There's a fan noise going off in the background, and I could do this in my room with no privacy. So the volume's a little bit lower. I'm going to raise it in the lab, and I'm going to add the picture and, you know, other stuff to kind of jazz this up a little bit. Right now, it's just a blank screen. So this is the raw product. I need to jazz this up in the lab before I put this on, you know, Facebook and YouTube and whatnot, mines. But I've had a lot of trouble getting things to work for me when it comes to the actual product of this show. I had to put up with a lot of crap, and this is the last straw that I had to do. So I may have to actually do this on my computer and add background music to negotiate with the large fan noise, because it's going to pick up. So, alright, that's it. Bye, guys.